In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Keith Minchie, Manager of Science Environmental Issues for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
It was 9,721 tolerances. They had to reassess. They actually had a timeline to do that. A third of them in 3 years, another third in an additional 3 years, and then all of them within a 10-year period. Food Quality Protection Act added additional risk assessments that they had to consider, like aggregate risk assessment, cumulative risk assessment, additional uncertainty factors, endocrine disruptors. It was a major undertaking.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
In September of 2007, EPA said that they completed all the tolerance reassessments, and we came through pretty much unscathed. Of course, there may be some reduced rates or mitigation method, perhaps additional personal protection equipment required, things like that. But for the most part, we came out with still all the critical products that we need. There still are three products that we're working on. Carbofuran, which is important for late season aphid control. MSMA, which is an arsenical herbicide, has become critically important now that weeds are becoming resistant to glyphosate. And then finally, out in the western states, endosulfan is also important for late season aphid control, thrip control. So we're still working on those products. MSMA looks good. It looks like we're going to keep that product. The other two are a little bit uncertain.
This is Cut 3, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
They have to re-register every single product every 15 years. That means 1,100 active ingredients, 20,000 products that they're going to be reviewing over the next 13, 14 years. So we're going to be engaged in that, and protecting the products that are important to cotton production are still on the market the best we can.